This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
His favorite quarterback is Jackson Dart.
Your favorite quarterback might be Jackson Dart, but it's not mine.
That was a big topic today, is will Russell Wilson start the season? Anyway, Limits, I went overtime. I take full responsibility for that, even though it was your fault. And
it's okay. It general, is my fault.
We left the general on the line.
I take full responsibility and blame for this because the general is my guy. The general is my friend. The general is a new grandfather, and the general joins us now.
Oh, my God. So am I, General. My little granddaughter, Mallory, is 7 months old. How old is your new grandchild? And congratulations.
Archer's 16 days old today.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Yep. And they're all beautiful, not just yours and mine. It's fantastic.
That is great. There's absolutely nothing like it. And we apologize on behalf of the show and certainly on behalf
you're fine.
Of...
I've been enjoying the banter.
I apologize the most of anyone, General.
It's okay. We got a little panicked because we were overtime, and then there's things that go on behind the scenes that are mostly Limit's fault that we had to rectify. You can get Starkey's Card of the Week, or at least get a chance. Your best chance to get it is to go to our website, 937thefan.com, and head over to the contesting page, where Wednesday through Friday, right around noon, that's your chance. Limits, do you have a guess? I'm drawing blanks here.
It's got to be Paul Skeens, right? From the All-Star game last night, maybe Cruz?
How about Cruz and Skeens? General?
Well, you guys are going to want to send your listeners racing to the webpage to sign up for this, because this is the coolest card we've had in a long time. And I'll add a Cruz and a Skeens rookie card, but this one is really cool. I got a 1974 Topps Hank Aaron home run king card. After that ceremony they had last night honoring Hammer and Hank.
That was cool.
This card is made for it. You wouldn't believe it. I know you like these little nuanced things about cards. They actually came out with a card in the winter of 70 prior to the season that says new home run king. And he wasn't the home run king yet. So they were putting confidence in Hammer and Hank. This is a fantastic card, almost 50 years old, 51 years old, I guess. And we're going to include that along with the Skeens and an O'Neill Cruz rookie.
Wow. That is a bonanza. Thank you, General, for your generosity, and enjoy your new grandchild.
Thank you, General.
I certainly will.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you. All right, take care.
What a man he is, huh, Limits? Such a nice man that him and Limits are still talking.
I was saying goodbye to the general, yes.
There may only be one other man on earth on par with the general, and he's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. We like to call him the Noah Constrictor, and he was certainly a favorite of former Pirate manager Derek Shelton.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11 to nothing. It's 11 to nothing. Bednar, Holderman, both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11 to nothing. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, it's 11 to nothing.
Unbelievable stuff from Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. And yes, we like to call him the Noah Constrictor. Fond memories of that interaction, Noah?
Oh, yeah. My favorite memory from all of that is getting a voicemail from you when my flight landed. I had a voicemail from you saying, "Constrictor, where are you? We need you on the show. We need your thoughts. Hurry, hurry."
Constrictor. You are incredible. And you asked.
That was the first thing.
You ask the questions that need to be asked. I mean, I'm sorry, Shelty, but when you have your first baseman pitching three times in 10 days, somebody's got to ask about it. Anyway, the one thing that stood out from your All-Star experience, you did a great job covering it. People can read about that at postgazette.com. Give me one or two things, actually, Noah, that stood out.
Yeah, I think the first one was just the Derby. That's a fun event to cover. Just allows everyone. It feels like, you know, in the press box, you be professional. You can't cheer, and I get that. I'm all about that. But it allows everyone to kind of kick back and enjoy baseball for what it is. It's a game, and that showcase of talent. It allows everyone to have fun, and that was a fun watch. It was fun to see the players kind of reacting to O'Neill Cruz's missile shots all the way out the right field. And it was also kind of cool where all the other reporters are coming up to me being like, "Expect this," and I get to tell them, like, I watch this every day. I also watch him make a lot of mistakes in the games that count, but in batting practice I've seen him hit balls further than what he did Monday evening in the Home Run Derby. So that was cool. And then just watching Paul pitch in the All-Star, I mean, it's, you don't get an opportunity to cover a player like Paul Skenes often in your career when you do this. And, you know, it makes people want to read your work. You have an athlete like that. So watching him strike out the first two batters in our game, and also just seeing how that game ended, I think that goes down as probably one of the best All-Star games ever.
Yeah, man, I really enjoyed it, actually, the ending. It got a little long in the middle. So did the Home Run Derby, but I thought both, they do their All-Star, you know, situation better than any other sport. But here's what I'm curious about. It seemed from a distance that other players, like if you went around and said to other players, who are your colleagues, your contemporaries here that you're sort of most impressed with? I'm not sure that a lot of them wouldn't have said O'Neill Cruz and Paul Skenes. Like, they made huge impressions on their fellow players, it seemed. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and I'll add another into the fold. Connor Griffin, same thing for him in the Futures game. I mean, Chipper Jones had a lot of nice things to say about him. And, yeah, the Pirates didn't send a ton of people here, but they're represented every single day, and they had a pretty good performance every single day. A lot of nice things said about Connor Griffin from people in the press box, from people on the field, other minor leaguers, the coaches, some Atlanta Braves legends. And then, yeah, Cruz and Skenes both got some pretty glowing reviews. So in a year where there's been a lot of bad things said about the Pirates, there were a lot of nice things said about their players this week in Atlanta.
Limits, the thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves Noah hopelessly depressed.
Do you think that there was a chance, we were throwing this around a little bit earlier, Noah, that Skenes, if it would have stayed like a low-scoring game, like 2-0, 3-0 in the NL would have won, could have had a chance at winning the MVP of the All-Star game? And do you think that's even a realistic possibility for starting pitchers anymore, only going one inning?
I think if he would have struck out Judge, it would have been a really strong case. I think because Bieber won it in 2019, he was pitching at his home ballpark in Cleveland, but he struck out the side in his inning. But if Paul Skenes came in and struck out the first three batters of the game, and the third one being Aaron Judge, I think he would have had a really strong case. Another thing that influences that too is, I mean, Skenes has the popularity element on his side, and this is partially a popularity contest. You know, people are voting, and Skenes delivers the show. He has the pizzazz that makes people want to rally behind him and get him that recognition. So I think if he started the All-Star game with three straight strikeouts and they ended up winning that game like 2-0, I think he would have been MVP.
Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And if you want to communicate with our dear friend City Limits, the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Two of the big topics coming out of this, I think, for Pirate fans and really for people around baseball, Noah, are the futures of Skeens and O'Neill Cruz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to ask you to put a percent chance on each that they sign, you know, a second deal with the Pirates. Their chance, the percent chance that they'll keep Paul Skeens into his free agent years and Cruz into his free agent years. Each one separately, give me a percent chance that it'll happen.
I'll give O'Neill 10%.
Oh.
And Paul Skeens 1%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me follow up then. There's obvious follow-ups here. The Skeens, the Skeens thing, I think everybody would agree with. A 1% chance, and they think, and they might think that's a little high. But Cruz, what makes you say that? Is it more about him and his future, or them not wanting to put out that kind of money for a guy who hasn't realized his potential yet?
I do feel like we're getting to a point where both sides are starting to maybe wonder if, hey, have we maximized what we can do here? Like, I think both sides still recognize there's a lot more to tap into. But you might have to wonder, I mean, hey, is it ever going to happen here? And you can keep hoping it happens here while he's still under contract. But are they at a point where they want to invest in him? Now, you could also argue that after this season, if it continues the way it's going and he finishes hitting like 215 and is only like a one more player, his value's low enough where he might have some insecurity and they could potentially get him for a more reasonable price. But I don't know. I just don't see Cruz's party being super interested in wanting to stick around here right now. I think that there might be just a thought of, hey, we're going to take this year by year. And if I get an opportunity to play elsewhere in a couple years, maybe that could be better for me. I'm not saying he wants out, but I'm also saying he doesn't necessarily want to commit to anything long term just right now.
How long do they have team control over Cruz again?
He hits arbitration this upcoming season, so he's got 3 more years.
Yeah, it just feels to me with him like he's already had a traumatic injury. Mm-hmm. He's been so up and down. He's not yet solidified, certainly not as a star, I just wonder if you approached him with $150 million over even over like 6 or 7 years, like the annual value wouldn't be anything that would blow you away, but $150 million of security for him, or even a little less than that, Noah. I just, it's hard for me to believe he wouldn't at least consider that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth considering, but on the flip side, if he wants an opportunity elsewhere, and again, I'm not suggesting that, but I think it'd be fair for anyone on this team to think about what might be on the other side of the fence. There's a chance he's gone in a couple of years. If he doesn't sign an extension, they're probably trading him before his contract expires here. So do you want to commit to 5 or 6 more years in Pittsburgh, or do you want to ride it out for another year or two and then potentially get moved to a contender, a team where you're not having to be the best player in the lineup every day? You get a little less pressure on you every time you step to the plate, and maybe you get a chance to develop in ways that you haven't had the chance to while with Pittsburgh.
Knowing Skeens as you do and covering the team intimately as you do, could you foresee the day where he demands a trade?
I don't think he'll demand a trade. I think that, one, Paul's just not that type of guy. I think he'll maybe get to a point where he voices some frustration about the team not being successful. I think it's too early to see him do that, but as he continues to develop as a leader here, I think we're going to see his voice come out a little bit more in the next couple of years, and you'll see him start sharing his opinion a little bit more on certain things. I don't ever see him demanding a trade, but I don't know if he has to. I think if they keep playing poorly and he keeps doing what he does, they're going to have to put themselves in a situation where it might be best for the organization to move him.
How do you feel?
I'm not saying this year. I'm saying, you know, years down the road.
Well, yeah. How do you feel that could be affected by the lockout that is probably going to happen, and depending on how long the season is going to be in 2027, if there even is a season?
I mean, I don't see. I get the argument that, oh, you know, they'd have more money to potentially try to extend him, but you can't force someone to sign a contract extension. And if they don't have any success in his first 3 seasons in Pittsburgh, assuming, you know, they don't make the playoffs next year, then why would he want to sign an extension here when he knows that he's probably getting moved in the next couple of years anyway? And especially if he knows that 2027 very well could be a shortened season due to the lockout, that means they're going into that 2027 season with his name being at the height of trade rumors pretty much until it happens. It could be that year or moving forward. So I don't see it impacting it a ton. If anything, maybe a shortened season gives the Pirates a really good chance to catch lightning in a bottle. And, you know, if it's only like a 100-game season, maybe they play well in that first half and they get to the postseason, and that could change. I mean, if they start winning, the whole conversation about Skeens' future here changes. If they win some division titles and get to the playoffs and have some postseason success, maybe there is a formula to keep him here. Maybe he's interested in sticking around. Maybe they do have some money to spend on him then. But right now, it's hard to picture this team being super competitive in the immediate future, and it's hard to imagine Skeens wanting to stay around for a team that hasn't really supplied him with a lot of other talent.
Quick reaction. We're talking to the Noah Constrictor, Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. A quick reaction to the Adam Frazier trade today. People might not know about. They sent him to the Royals for a 28-year-old who's never played in the majors.
Yeah, I think it's about what you can expect to get for Adam Frazier. I mean, there's not a lot of trade value for a guy who's 33 years old and is at best a utility player on a playoff contender, which I'm not even really sure the Royals are a playoff contender, but they got a guy who, like you said, he's 28, hasn't been in the major leagues. He's having a career best year at the plate in AAA. He's got 18 home runs. He's one shy of tying his career high mark at that level. What I think they really got for Adam Frazier is their shortstop for whenever IKF gets moved. They need an everyday shortstop. They found a guy who's swinging a hot bat in AAA. They're going to move IKF in the next 2 weeks, and this will be your shortstop for the remainder of the season. And he's a lottery ticket. If he can keep swinging a hot bat like he is in AAA in the major leagues, then you have something. And if not, then you had a placeholder who could play shortstop in 2 months of meaningless baseball.
I mean, they've got a guy coming up to play shortstop who's their best prospect, but I wasn't thinking about this sets up an IKF trade. This leads to my final round of questions, and all I need is a percentage. No explanations unless something surprising happens here, Constrictor. I'm going to ask you about a player. You give me percent chance that he's dealt by the deadline. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Brian Reynolds.
15.
Limits, I want you to mark these down. It could be a future topic, maybe even today before the show's over, okay?
I got you.
IKF.
100.
Oh! How about that, oh, Limitless Wonder?
Yeah, not too surprising. Expiring deal, and someone's going to want him. He's a good player.
He's okay. Mitch Keller.
75.
Ooh!
Holy bird
that
follicles.
That one surprises me.
Key Brian Hayes.
60.
What'd you say?
60. 6-0. 6-0? Yeah.
Well, there's the newsy one for me. There's better than a 50% chance that Key Brian Hayes gets dealt. Please explain.
I believe so. Just from conversations that I've had, I've talked to people, and they said, because there's been smoke connected to Key Brian's name in recent years, but they said this is more legitimate. Like the rumors and everything, there's actual substance and traction to him. That's what I know right now. If he is going to get moved, this would be a time to do it. I think they're looking to add power. That's a position that they could add power. And I don't know how much more you expect to get from Key Brian Hayes. I think there's maybe one or two teams that might be willing to take on his contract, because A, not that much money, and B, if you have a lot of slug in your lineup, if you have a lot of power hitters, adding a gold glove defender at third base makes sense. So I think there is an above average chance that he gets moved.
Holy ostrich oil. How about Bubba Chandler?
Oh, 0.
Okay. Just checking. If they want one of these prime AAA hitting prospects, wouldn't a prime AAA pitching prospect make sense?
I mean, maybe. I don't think it's Chandler. It could be another one of their guys.
Okay. Bednar.
We'll say 70%.
Santana.
80%.
Joey Bart. You didn't expect that one, did you?
I did not. I'll go 20%. I don't know.
Hank Davis.
0.
Very quickly, what's the plan here with Hank Davis?
I don't know. I don't understand why. I think at the very least, Henry Davis has established himself as Paul Skeens' personal catcher for the next 10 years. Like, I think he's unlocked that achievement. He's just going to go wherever Paul goes, which there's value in having that. I think he's a good enough defensive player where you can justify keeping him on the roster. I don't understand why he's not playing more. I understand that he hasn't been great offensively this year, but he is the best catcher in the organization right now. He's a better player than Joey Bart. He's also your number one overall pick a couple of years ago. So I think he should be playing every day. I don't understand why he necessarily hasn't been, but I still think he's their catcher on opening day next year.
Last one, percent chance Paul Skeens gets traded.
This year?
Yep.
Negative 50 million.
Negative 60 million.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We got to get out and golf soon. Your treat.
Yes. All right. Sounds good.
See you, buddy.
All right. See you, guys.
Thanks, Noah.
What a man he is, huh, Limits? Limits always winds up with conversations with these people at the end.
Yes. I try to make sure that I say goodbye formally. And then also,
all-time
I told
great
Noah
man?
To be safe.
Is he an all-time great man? Is he up there with Gandhi?
Up there with Gandhi?
Yeah.
And Mother Teresa. They're sitting. He's sitting right next to Mother Teresa.
All right, Limits. Apparently, speaking of great humans, the big boy has nudged his way into our show for a full hour, only he's coming on earlier than expected.
Correct. Well, I thought he was 12 to 1, and then he told me that he has to be out at 12:30. Like, 12:30 is the last possible time.
Whatever.
So he will be on
good,
next.
Actually.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.